Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everybody, Ilona Europa, accent on, and what can I say? Monday, I love this day. Most people hate Mondays. I just do love it, and I think I'm lucky. Anyway, sun is going down, as my song says, but in funky way in Sherman Oaks. We have like half of the sky, pretty cool, summerish, but another side, dark. What do we think? What will happen today? I don't know, but somehow I believe in the next 15 minutes something will change on the sky. But it'll be very exciting to see that. Today, a very unusual day because we are talking entertainment on a very, very high level. And I like that. I like that very much. And guests that I have in the studio, I call them my friends or accent on friends. And hopefully we'll be becoming a real, real one. But, you know, we are cooking the friendship. Yes, in front of the mic. Now, let's start maybe.
We're cooking with gas.
Oh, that's good. You think so? Don't tell me. Gas is something I think that I will miss in my kitchen because we had last night, no electricity from 10 at night till 6 at morning, mm-hmm. which means it was so hot. Was everything just crazy? You couldn't cook nothing, you know, just crazy. And sometimes, you know, the old-fashioned way is not the best, or not the worst. But in yesterday's situation, disgusting. Like, great, you know, babies, 10 at night, we all went to bed, and not like all my dog, my daughter, and like, look at each other. She was watching the Games of Thrones, and I'm like, God, the screaming. I'm like, God, not only is hot, I hate this noise. Are you watching?
No.
Good for you. Are you?
I never could get into it.
I couldn't. I can't. Me neither. I can't get into it.
Now we have the mysterious voices of our guest. Okay, let's start from gorgeous lady who, like a few weeks ago, you were here and you were talking about really, really nice event. You were here, I think, once or twice.
I think I've been here once.
Okay, now is the twice, the yes. second time. Okay, who are you, my beautiful actor? She's an actor, but who is she?
My name is Lisa Langlois, and I'm primarily a mom. I'm a mom to Emerson.
You know what? I like that. Nothing wrong with that. I would say even the description is very fine.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are, first and foremost. We are moms.
We empower the next generation.
Mr. Mike.
I'm not a mom.
Okay, Mike, who are you?
I'm a dad.
You are a daddy to one?
And great two. Dad.
And I, two boys, yes? Or the daughter? One boy, one?
One boy, one daughter, and another boy that's like a stepson.
Okay, now then you have three.
Did and then how many grandchilden?
Oh, that's the topic that we would
grandchild
love to talk.
Number five arrives in August.
Wow. Did you see the difference? Okay, no, first, could you tell us your name? Because you are very important and gentleman, not only for all of us here, as we like you a lot. I know for listeners who last time when you were here, they were calling, and I think our interview was filled with your responses to phone callers. And hopefully today, please, people, do not call or call, whatever. But we have something to talk about. What is your name?
Mike. Mike Gormley is my name.
Mike, I know we already introduced you also a few weeks ago before I went to Poland, but I can read with my funky accent because I have great description about who you are. But I think if you can give us maybe how long you want introduction to who is Mike? Who is Mike? And of course, who? What is your business? Because I would love to talk about this today. We spoke about a little bit more about your past and what you are doing here a few weeks ago. But you have very unusual business. And I know that a lot of artists, a lot of people need. They don't know how to find people, a person like you. And maybe I even send you some cool few clients, because obviously after the show, I had conversation with a few of them and they all love you. And then, of course, I'll come back to our gorgeous, gorgeous Lisa, who, of course, is talking to her son, probably on a cell phone. Yes, she's saying yes, 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 because we will tell you that you have something great also in your life right now. And yes, in Canada.
Yes.
She has it. I like good news. Okay, but Mike, you're a businessman, and this is like very important right now. We are serving our community of artists, and I want to bring them the best, and you are the best in this industry. Tell us a little bit, one more time, who are you, and because you have great past and, of course, great future.
Okay, well, I've been in the music business one way or another for 40-some years, and I'm a consultant, which is a bit of an in joke, because people say after you retire, you become a consultant. I haven't retired, so I'm some consultant, but I haven't retired. So it's.
But you know, when somebody tells us artists consult, somebody consulting you, somebody's managing you, as a little similarity, but really big difference. Could you describe why you do not call yourself a manager?
Well, I've been a manager since 1983. The consultancy situation is you're a little less, like when you're a manager, it's like 24/7. With a consultant, you're giving advice, you're giving some contacts, you're helping out. It's a manager in that sense. But I don't fly all over the place to gigs, and I don't fly. It's kind of like I'm a hired gun, if you will, and give advice. But it's up to you, or people around you, or people I may bring to you to help execute a lot of the things. I also help execute, but it's not a manager. It's just dives right in the deep end of the pool. I'm in the middle of the pool making sure you're okay.
Do you like to work with artists who do not have managers?
Oh, absolutely. I basically only work with artists who don't have management, because they're the ones who need some guidance. And I might get them a manager eventually, or an agent, or help them get on the road, or whatever the case might be. But it's really giving advice and making use of. There's just a lot of people out there, as you mentioned, who just aren't sure what to do next, mm-hmm. or aren't sure who to call, or whatever the case might be. And I have most of those answers, he said.
This is like, we need to repeat this.
The Mike, answer man.
That's amazing.
Music answer man.
You know,
man.
That you even have courage. You need to have a courage. But if you really can tell us that you have an answer, which mostly people are afraid of, give you straight answers. They will take you left, right, and they still will say you find your, road that you want to choose between. And it's very hard, because I think you need to have guidance in certain time of your life when you are an artist, especially, and you look for good advice and just the trust. Oh, what a word! Do you like the word trust?
Well,
in this
it's not.
Business?
It's just a big old world out there, and when you're starting out, or not even starting out, but I have one client, Daryl Purpose, who's on his 7th album. But he decided to take a different path this time, and it's been a joy, because it's just rave reviews, and it's been number one on the folk charts for a couple of weeks now, and it's just it's a wonderful thing to see.
Did he do that by himself, or you think you had answers for him?
I helped put a team together that put him on a different level than he had been, and is going to. It's a long-term project. It's not. You put an album out and 3 months later it's over. Not anymore. It's a long-term project. So there are people who have helped him to this point. His last album was number one without us.
Okay.
But I think we helped put a team together that got a lot of things for him he may not have received otherwise. On the internet, reviews by ABC, AP, big level reviews, and not to put down those who reviewed it in the past, but there were some major reviews that were incredibly glowing, which had nothing to do with with us or me, that were incredibly glowing because of his music. His music that he wrote with an L.A. Fellow named Paul Zolo.
Yeah, but you know, for me and Lisa, I think you have working relationship with Mike also, and I think, I'm assuming, because I think I met you because Mike just called me. He said, this is a very interesting event, great lady. And that's how I met you, and because I wanted to have you on the show.
Thank you.
A little bit, don't forget, we'll talk a little bit what's happened there. But consultant is a little bit like a doctor to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you are the doctor that I have in mind, because the doctor are not choosing patients. Mm-hmm. They are supposed to have an answer, but whoever knocks to the door, doctor tries to help.
Right, and I don't know about doctors, but I don't necessarily take on everybody who knocks on the door.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to make sure we're compatible. I got to make sure I can do something for them, whatever it may be.
Okay, because we are waiting for a very unusual phone call. Probably will be not unusual. It's a great band, unusual sound, and you will be talking to us a little bit about this band and why you are working with this
band from Dallas, Texas, named Moonwaves.
I know. We'll be playing probably after interview. I can play right now, but
after.
Maybe after, because I don't want to fade out. Yeah.
When she calls, you'll hear the. You're talking to a dynamic young lady, so it's
somebody's louder and more dynamic than me. Okay, I want to meet her. That's perfect. But now we are talking two different styles. You are talking unusual rock band, very cool twist on the rock, throwback a little bit to 1960s. Da 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 da. You'll be talking to us about the style of the band. We are talking a little bit singer songwriter artist style, very very successful. That means that. What are you looking in an artist as a future
well, it's
client?
True. It's true that Lisa, who's here with us today, is an actress. So
I know.
Although she sang.
First theatrical client.
Wow.
Yes, theatrical client. So
is
it's
this
not
because
just
she's from Canada or because she's just...
Canadians do have a bit of an edge where
okay.
it comes.
Okay, no, nothing wrong with that.
But no, but she has sung, by the way. Quincy Jones had her sing in a Neil Simon movie, right?
No.
That's right, and I wish I knew Mike then, because, again, this is where I would have needed I would have needed the consultant then.
Yes.
To be able to navigate the waves of this top producer and Quincy Jones and the people.
Connection?
With Quincy, because I was intimidated.
Okay.
So that's what a consultant, a music consultant, like what Mike does, would have been perfect fit for me.
He would be perfect, but all what you are saying means that somebody, very big people in this business, found something very attractive about your singing ways and that you didn't do nothing later about. That's your problem, girl. Mm-hmm. And you have Mike
a
next
lot,
to
a
you.
Lot, that's why it really helps not only just to have a manager, but, you know, I talk to Mike about this all the time, about you have to have, to be a winning artist, you can't just have talent, you have to have the team around you, and you also have to have what they call the sports psychology, but it extends to all artists. Because we all have a fear of success, we all sabotage ourselves, and so if you have a manager that understands psychology, it's the difference between you staying where you're at, you're going backwards, or you moving forward. You can, you know, there's three tracks there.
I just cannot.
And I'm
wait.
Not talking music. I'm talking career tracks.
Outside of what we'll be talking about you when it comes to your acting career, I really want to hear the song or whatever you were singing. You can do now, but I
was singing
play.
Yesterday at the summer solstice on Main Street in Santa Monica.
Honey. Something a cappella, a little bit now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
please.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. You know that
good.
Song?
Yes, and we'll finish.
Like a river that don't know where it's gone. I took a wrong turn and I just kept going.
Woohoo! Bravo, bravo. Very, very, very cool.
It's been 30 years since
That's
I sang
her first
that song.
Oh my God.
I love you, girl.
Song.
Yeah, thanks.
Mike, you know what you're supposed to say right now? I will make you a star.
No, now he's supposed to say I can get you a record deal.
Oh, I can get you a record deal.
No, I would say you don't want a record deal. That's another story.
You are right.
No.
That you said
so
that.
The come on for actors is I'd love to photograph you. But if they want to be singer-songwriters, the come on line for guys is I can get you to a record deal.
Beautiful. We have Moon Waves with us. How beautiful a name for the band. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing great. I cannot wait one day to have you here in the studio. But right now, could you introduce yourself to us?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Leah Lane from the Dallas-based rock and roll band Moonwave.
Let me tell you about Leah Lane.
Yes, please.
I love working with Leah Lane. She and the band members are 18. About to go into college, but they've already established themselves so well in Dallas and other areas with a as you mentioned earlier, an understanding of music history. One of their favorite bands is Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
And Leah, you can tell me other artists, but their attitude and their drive is incredible. On top of great music, you know, so it's not, you can make great music, but if you don't pay attention to the other side of things, it doesn't work, and Moonwaves does, so it's a pleasure.
Did you have a chance to see them live?
I haven't seen them live yet, and don't bring that up, okay?
No, I like it. You know, you are right. This is like, I don't want to say a voice or another big star search, just when you have sometimes 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 40 seconds to grab attention, and it's like just no question about the real people in this business. They know right away if the person or the band or the voice has the it, and they want to play with that.
Well, they were brought to me by a fellow named David Z, who was very responsible for some of the great sounds that Prince got in the studio.
Oh, come on, okay.
And so he worked with them in the studio and then mm-hmm. called me up and told me about them. So it's coming from a high level.
All we can say for the sadness of everybody who may be listening is who knows who? No. In a way, too, a little bit. Okay, you are lucky, girl, and your band sounds great. I have, of course, MP3. I would love to play Warfare. But if I will have you here in our studio, describe who you are. How 18 years old girl, why do you think you have a future in this band and how, in this world of music, rock music, and do you want to stay for a long, long time? And just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your band.
Okay, well, I've been playing music since I can remember. I remember being in my first band and playing shows when I was 8 years old, playing covers. And I think that there are some people who wake up one morning and decide that they want to be musicians, and then I think that there are some people that never really decide. They're just kind of born knowing. For me, I know that I have a future in this industry, mainly because I'm in Moonwaves. Moonwaves is a really magical lineup, and I couldn't do it without Gus and John, my drummer and guitar player. It's truly a group effort. We all met each other before the age of 10.
Oh.
And we've all known each other, you know, forever, and seen each other grow up and evolve. And through that, our music has evolved and our friendships have evolved, and we're very, very close-knit. And I think that is one of the reasons that Moonwaves has the potential, along with our music and our drive and ambition, to make it, because we have the capacity through our long-standing friendships to stay together through anything. I mean, Moonwaves has been through some really horrific tours and some bad management and band breakups and members quitting, and we, Gus and John and I, have been through a lot just as musicians, even this early on in our careers. And I think that if we could stick through the things that we've been through so far, we can stick through anything else. So I think it is the longevity of Moonwaves that gives us an edge, as well as our music and ambition and look. And, you know, we're quite young.
Yes, you speak like you are maybe 40 and you have like 20 years already, ups and downs. But you are right. Sometimes in age of 18, you already understand yourself so well. And having 7 years old relationship with two of your friends, you know, it's trio really, yes, in this band right now, then 7 years, that's pretty, pretty a long time to growing up together and going through the teens time, which is not easy, and being so serious. You describe yourself beautifully, and I just would love to have you one day here, and I'm sure you'll be touring or doing something in LA, and obvious Mike will probably allow us to have you here with all your band, and we'll be playing more of the band music. Then for right now, I would love to play, is this your first single? Is this Warfare?
Well, I wrote Warfare to be an attention-grabbing song. I wrote it so that people would turn around and listen, because it's so hard in venues, especially in a scene as competitive as the scene in Dallas, to get people to shut up and listen to your band. And I wrote Warfare to have a really driving, heavy riff that grabbed attention and then sharply contrast with the more angelic female vocals, and I wanted it to be a call and response almost between that heavy guitar and the light vocals. And I was really inspired lyrically by Nick Cave's first band, The Birthday Party, which they derive a lot of their shock value from their lyrics, and so it's why Warfare is kind of a brutal song. It is because it was supposed to be full of shock value, and it's supposed to make you do a Thanks. Double take almost.
Love you, girl. You speak beautifully, and I would love to play right now your single, and I probably cannot have you on a line with us because I don't want any feedbacks. And so, maybe I can do that. But anyway, if I somehow disconnect you with us, we wish you the best. And having Mike, hey, he knows what he's doing. I know he will never take the band that he doesn't believe in. You are in great hands. I wish you the best and your band, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Moon Waves Warfare. Bye-bye. I disconnect us right now, and let's play the music. Last Moment, great band. They cannot fail. This is so, so good, so hot. And I think hits a lot of nerves of people that remember the greatness of 60s, 70s and rock and roll bands.
Yes.
Also, you hear the youth and just another take on,
yes,
on something that was old. Now is new, new is now old. I just love it. I love it. You know, it's edgy also, which is cool. And we heard the girl talking. She has a lot of to say. And we like to listen, not only her sing, but also
smart
talk to
girl.
Us.
Smart girl, isn't she?
Gosh, smart girl. And outside of that, obvious, we all are doing a lot of good things. And I came back from Poland. And my throwback is that probably I will be touring with big band. Hello, how cool this could be.
Wow.
It not often happens, but I had so many songs many, many years ago recorded with band, big band. And now this band, after 20 years, just got together and they have tours. And seems like that's what will happen when it comes to Europe. Outside of this, very exciting, I have great friend Adam Abramek here in America, and we put together a very cool, I think, few musicians together. We have a group that is called Ignite, and we are looking for great talents also. And people know one of these, two of these people that are singing. I will not say the names because I had them many times on a radio here, but this is something new too. Then I will just put on the snippets. I'm so proud. Nobody heard this yet. It's for me also premiere, and for people involved, then Ignite, one of the first singles.
Coffee's turning cold. This routine's getting a little bit old. I know. Okay. Sometimes silence sounds like a shout. You open my eyes when you open your mouth. Let me go.
Better up, this life is getting rough. This ain't what I wanted when you asked me for my love. You're looking at me crazy when I'm looking for a touch. But every time I'm not around, you say you're feeling stuck now. We've gotta find a way to turn around. Swung in this way too many times, now I'm down. Na 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 na, yeah. There was a time where we shared love, and I can never see a good life without you.
Starts burning my lips. Silence between us punctuated by sips. I wasn't sure if you were in town. It's been a while since I've seen you around. No more cold coffee to worry about. Don't call my name, you know I'll shout you out. I'll shout you
nightmare when I wake from my sleep. Living in pain, escape with our memories. Whoa, wish you could go back to the person I still need. Yeah,
the bed's so cold. The bed's so cold.
The bed's so cold.
The bed's so cold. So cold, the bed's so cold.
very, very, very proud of this team. 14.
I love it.
Do you like it?
Yes.
That's you singing?
No, but that's my protege. I'm working with this beautiful, beautiful duo for last 3 years.
What's the name?
In the lyrics.
She's 14 years old. He's 18 years old. Brother and sister, Chitanya and Raju. I really, really believe I need to introduce them to you.
Yes.
Because the music, and they have both albums already on iTunes, and with a lot of great producers, but right now we are writing with them and for them. And like I said, we have a great producer also here in town, and we just signed them under development deal, and they are, I don't want to say freaking amazing, but they are freaking amazing. 14, 18 years old. Then future is, I think also, I'm not saying, oh, maybe that's a very interesting question, because I was like fighting today very badly with my friend who is, you know, the half of the Ignite. Because some people say that you need to change name and cut. Like you only have long unusual name, like Chitanya.
Not anymore.
You're supposed to cut your name to something short and do three letters name. I say no. I think if you have great hook and great talent, everybody better learns their name. But it's true also that maybe people don't know how to spell. Actually, Chitanya is a really unusual way of spelling. Do you think we're supposed to cut her name to something for three letters, just change her name to just easier name like...
The only name I ever was involved in changing...
Yeah.
In a subtle way, and I'm sure people involved will argue that they thought of it, but the bass player for the Bangles, who's named Michael Steele, and I won't tell you her real name, but she was known as Mickey Steele when she was in the Runaways, I think but anyway, started calling her Michael, and that's the name that stuck. but I don't change names. There's a funny, you ever hear Eddie Izzard, a comedian, talk about how they came up with the name Engelbert Humperdinck?
Oh, how? That's a tough name to learn,
Just find it on YouTube. It goes on too long. I couldn't repeat it, but it's funny. But, you know, people come up with their own names or whatever. I don't find it necessary at all.
Thank you. I agree with you. I think we need to just cherish whatever we are. And she's unusual because of her roots are Indian roots. Then they're amazing, amazing, very intelligent. You hear this, the lyrics just pouring out.
Wonderful lyrics.
Mouth. And, you know, the music is collaboration.
Very well produced. Very well
we
produced.
Have great producer, yeah. Adam. Congratulations. But yeah, today we were sweating with another because we have a few great talents that we are developing. But that's what I want. I text you, Mr. Mike, but you never texted me back.
It was only 3 days ago. That's
text is not in terms of days.
But we have official approval. Did you like the young couple because they're great? And I will be knocking to your doors with the talents. Not only them, I have a lot of unusual people who really ask me to introduce them to you. And we'll talk more. Anyway, let's talk about what is going on in your life. Beautiful, beautiful actor and mama.
Well, somebody wanted to change my name early in my career. They wanted me to change my name.
What did they want?
Yeah, they wanted me to change it to Lisa Lang.
Okay.
Because the French producer said to me, this was on my third film, but, you know, people are going to think that you speak with a French accent. And I said, all they have to do is listen to me.
Oh, you're smart.
Lisa Lang. That's how boring is that?
And we have another Lang. I don't know the same spelling that he mentioned, the big actor who was in a monkey movie, big monkey movie. What is her name?
King Kong.
I love you. You have my brain.
What's her name?
Yeah, Lang.
Jessica Lang.
Lang, sorry. Yeah. But boo. I always remember halfway, and I need somebody to finish my sentence. It's like, cool. Thank you. Yeah, but you have something great going on. I know I met you because we had a great event that you were going to, and was involved Single Mothers.
Single Mothers Planet, yes, and it's ongoing.
How was it?
It was really wonderful. It was really inspirational. I mean, I thought that women were just going to get up and they were going to just accept their awards, and they actually talked about all their challenges, and you heard stories that just when you think it's been tough for you, you heard of what this woman went through, and. It was just so inspirational for the men in the audience as well.
Right.
Yes.
That's great. something's cooking in your life, something cool. You are like going, flying to your country. And
what
are you doing
there?
Yeah,
I'm going to Ottawa. I'm very excited about it. The nation's capital, where we have our new very liberal prime minister, in a country where half the Senate and half the government are the ministers are English are women.
Me like it.
Yeah, and he's taxing the 1%, and this is a country where there's been legalized homosexual marriage for 10 years, and I just, you know, anyway, I'm going to Ottawa to shoot a television movie, and I'm playing a principal, so I'm very excited about it, and it's a very heartfelt movie, and it stars a very young boy who has a lot of credits. I looked him up online, actually, and I just can't believe how much he's done. His name is Peter Dakura, and he just has this amazing look, and he's got... And I can't wait to see his work on this film.
No, we cannot wait to see you in this movie.
That's the right thing to say.
Principal, I think, is a very, very cool role for
What was really funny when I had to do a self-tape and send it up to casting and the producer. So I emailed the producer and I said, is there anything that I should know about how this principal should look? Because I have a big range in how I can look. When actually, all actors think that. But anyway... And he wrote back, he said, well, she should look like a principal. And I wrote him back, and I said, but the principal at my son's school looks like Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really? Okay. No.
I'm not going to say what school
is.
You will choose the right one because
No, she rocks. She's a great principal. Yeah.
Then, if that's what they want, depends, you know, how serious
that's
and how
comedic
and how really the storyline goes. And you'll be fine. We are not worried about you. We are just happy. Happy for you.
So the movie's called Mommy's Little Boy?
Yes.
That's right. Oh. Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike.
Yes.
What about that? I will give you 40 seconds about these vocals. You get your money. I get my money paid or whatever. How is the English? What do you say? You get your money worth?
Yeah, you get your money's worth.
Thank you so much.
She's going to get her money's
last
worth.
Last advice. Oh, just opinion. Doesn't matter. Okay. Color of the voice or whatever. What do you think about this person?
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, and time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone, the sand looks like the snow.
That's my daughter.
That's your daughter.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I co-wrote this song too, but she will hate me that I play this one because she said, "Mom, it's not me." Because she has another style of music, but this girl can deliver anything what writers are doing, and she has her own style too. Then thank you so much. It's my daughter. I will talk to you about her. Okay. Hello.
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 Hello. Yes, I have a question for both Ms. Langlois and for Mr. Gormley.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
For Mr. Gormley, I think he should listen to your progeny's music. I think they're wonderful.
Thank you.
You think I should?
For Ms. Langlois, I would like to ask. She worked, I understand, with both Claude Chabrol and John Huston. How was the difference between the two in their directorial approach in dealing with her particular situation in her scene.
You sure this isn't John Huston?
first of all,
this is 310.
You're very erudite, and you must be a film buff, because today...
I myself am a writer, and I've also been involved in the film business, and I have a relationship to Mr. Huston.
Wow! That's so amazing.
Okay, who are you? Can we say your name?
Well, I'm one of the forgotten ones in terms of the Huston legacy and, shall we say, ancestry. I have been involved in many other pursuits myself, also music, but my name is not important. I would like to focus on Mr. Gormley and Mr. Lang. Oh, no, Langlois.
Okay, I have your phone. You know, I can always call you. But anyway,
that's true, you can. And I'd be happy to hear from you, because I think your children are wonderful. Oh. And I think the new group is wonderful. That Moon Waves is absolutely wonderful. I thought the young lady spoke very, very eloquently about what she's assuming. And I appreciate it.
Lovely. Okay, what is the question?
Oh, I got the question. I remember the question.
So
you asked if there were any similarities or differences in working with John Huston or Claude Chabrol. And it's really funny, because in my first film, I worked with this very famous French actor, Laurent Mallet. And he went on to work with, Wim Wenders and Joseph Losey. And when we finally met up, we admitted to one another that... And we were too young to figure it out, but later on we did, and I'll tell you what that's about. But we looked at each other and we said, yeah, these great directors, they don't say anything to you. They don't do anything. And it finally clarified itself for me, because John Huston, I read in an interview with him, they said, what is your secret for all the great films you've made? And he said, my secret is get a great script and get great actors and just leave them alone. And all the great directors that I've worked with, that's what they do. They get an amazing crew, amazing heads of departments, and a great script and great actors, and they let them do what they know how to do best. And they don't tamper with anything.
Sort of makes sense, doesn't it? Common sense.
It sure does. Yes, it sure does. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. She's so eloquent, too. We love to talk to you, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Very intelligent question.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. I must part now. However, I was listening in the radio on the car, and I thank you so much for your attention. And continue the good, wonderful shows you give, Ilona, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. You're a very interesting gentleman. You just call me or write me, and we'll have you here on the show. And I think we can find some cool things to talk about. What do you think about that? I don't know your name.
Wonderful, and you have my number.
I have your number. How do you know that? Okay, thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now I need to play a commercial. I cannot forget to play commercial, because this is European Bank, and I love this bank. Supports my show and supports a lot of artists all around, and not only with European roots. They are very, very cool when it comes to jazz and a lot of different styles. We love this bank. This is Polem. Let's play a little note about them.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region, with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polem is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polem Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Charm of Europe to Southern California. That's for sure. Eventually, I'll bring the head of the bank here one more time. He came only once. And I really, really would love to have Chris back. Okay, Chris, if you listen, please, we need you to answer some questions about your great bank. Anyway, Mike, I know you like our show. I know we have something in common. I know, Alisa, you are the for right now, one actor that he agreed to represent or help or consult, whatever. And I'm coming back with the same question to Mike. We have 5 more minutes. Please.
Ah, tell you about the company?
Yes, because I posted the 2 links to your company. But you are a man of few words. You really, I know, as a consultant, you probably direct so nicely or you just are perfect. But give us more. I want more because if not, you need to have a coffee with me and then it will cost you $10. But for right now, just you can talk to everybody and they can love me for that.
Well, the company is called LA Personal Development, which is, and it's known as LAPD. And the quick story behind that is that I formed that company many years ago with a fellow named Miles Copeland, who at the time was a manager of the police. And he had IRS records, his brother had FBI booking agency, and we formed LAPD Management. He went on to produce some movies and to manage Sting for many years. And I went on later on, you know, with Oingo Boingo and Danny Elfman and other great bands. But I kept the name. So LAPD now is a consulting company, and in that, for the first time, usually artists are referred to me. I'm actually starting to market myself a little bit. Market the company a little bit. Yeah. We will have a website within another couple of weeks, and I've never had a website before.
You can always say no, but you know what I'm saying? I think you are just really hot comedy. You really have so much to offer. I'm not... People, please go to and check bio.
You can find me on Facebook at this point.
Yeah, wherever they want to go, but you know what? You think like you have no right to talk to you even. We as artists and usual people, we think you are too big for us, but it's not really about that. It's about what you will find... I'm saying attractive, unusual, or different about artists, and this is your probably personal preference. Who do you want to work with? But people need to take a chance, and I believe people are afraid of reaching out sometimes to people like you, thinking he will never ever answer my phone, which you 3 days later answer my text.
You talk about range of music, you know. There's
how many times are you going to say that?
3 days ago, I send this nice text, and not even thank you. But no, I'm joking. Okay, please, please.
He'll never forget now.
Yeah, that would be our joke, because obviously I know you're busy. Okay, then you say phone number. Can we give people phone number? Is this okay on the air?
I'd rather they reach me on Facebook.
I like that.
For the moment, until I get the website going, and then there'll be better contact information. But I'm happy to talk to people. I've got to understand that you know, Lisa is an excellent and seasoned actress.
Yeah.
Moonwaves is a... You know, actually, they're not brand new. They've been around for a while, but they're young and coming up.
And the new production company.
And I've got a fellow named Stephen Day, who plays sarod. Do you know what sarod
is?
And it's a Indian instrument. But we've put him together in various ways. His own classical, you know what I mean? I work with all kinds of people, all kinds of music, all kinds of artists, and happy to talk to them. And find out if I can help in any way. That's the bottom line. I can't. It's not a big company. It can't take on a lot of people. And I have 5 clients right now. But I'll talk to people because people need help and direction. And if I think I can,
lovely.
It's not free. But I work. I depend. It depends on who's doing. You know what they need done and how long it takes and all that sort of stuff.
Beautiful. And you'll be back. To accent on.
I'll be back. Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll be back. Because, you know, I wrote you in my text, I have some plans about maybe doing something with this show every few months or something. I'm talking about new unusual talents which I'm bringing. You can just select them. You can just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I can feel something beautiful will happen.
Instead
of
it being that segment, let me, you know, if I'm going to say my opinion. I'm good at marketing.
Who is manager for whom?
Okay, so and I'm going to manage you right now. So you're saying you maybe want to do this once a month. I'm hearing what you're going to say. But what about calling this segment LA Music Radio, just for that 1 hour, instead of LA Talk Radio, because you're going to be doing music.
Well, because she does more than music.
Yeah,
but for that once a month thing.
The segment could be segment, whatever we call the segment, because obviously we want to pitch and really make people understanding you you will listen. Doesn't matter, you will take the client. Anyway, I like you. I admire you. Everybody, please go and check the bio. I also post your bio. Lisa, I know you're flying. When you are coming
Thank
back?
Thank you.
When you are coming back? From Canada?
I'm coming back. It depends, because a lot of times I get up there and I just keep working. So I'm either going to be back mid-July or who knows.
Or 2018.
Good luck to you. If that's what must be, we love it.
I got to come back for myself.
Need to go back. We need to go back to say goodbye. Go back to say goodbye. How sad is this? Anyway, I love you. Our show is over, but we will have both of you, or one of you, or Mike for sure, and we'll talk more about art and music. And thank you for phone calls. People call. I know I scared some people. I didn't pick one or two phone calls, but sorry, I have something to say too. Thank you. Love you, everybody. I love everybody. Accent on next week.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.